Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni, and in this special edition of Simply Save, ahead of International Women's Day on March 8, I will be focusing on a study that insurance broking firm Policy Bazaar has done around women's health insurance buying preferences. For example, the survey with a sample size of over 23,000 respondents states that there has been an increase of 40% in the number of women covered under health insurance. This includes independent and family floater policies in financial year 23-24 compared to FY22-23. Likewise, the number of women buying standalone covers for themselves has gone up by 43% compared to last year. And the share of policyholders under the age of 40 years has increased from 47% to 52% during the period, which indicates that more younger women are realizing the importance of buying health insurance policies. And when it comes to claims, besides gender-agnostic causes of claim, women-specific ailments such as breast cancer and cervical cancer top the list of most common causes of claims. To get a detailed insight into the survey, we have with us today Amit Chhabra, Chief Business Officer, PolicyBazaar.com.
Welcome to the show, Amit. It's once again great to have you on Simply Save.
Thanks, Preeti. It's always a pleasure, speaking to you.
Thanks. So we are, in fact, having this discussion at a time when Women's Day is just around the corner. And you have come up with a report, a study on women's health insurance buying preferences and certain other details. So if you could start with how have women seekers' health insurance preferences changed over the years, and what role has COVID-19 played in bringing about these changes?
Sure. So I think, a lot of very heartening trends, I would say, have come up when we look at actually a year-on-year trend. So I'm not here talking about, let's say, what has happened in the last 5 years or 10 years, but even in the last 1 year, we see a lot of heartening changes in terms of increase in more and more awareness for insurance amongst females, so traditionally, India has been, India as a country has been, we've seen that women typically put their needs to the last, right? So you would see that health insurance will typically be bought by the males of a family. A lot of those decisioning happens or used to happen with the males in the family. That has actually changed quite a bit now. And so one, what we are seeing is there is now a sharp increase, even compared to last year versus this year. We are seeing almost a 40% increase in the number of women who are being covered in health insurance. Now, there are two parts to it. There are women who basically got covered as a part of a family floater policy, and that has obviously gone up. But more than that, what is very heartening is the number of women who are buying standalone coverage for themselves. So these will basically be, for example, a 25-year-old woman or a 30-year-old woman who is not yet married, not in a family arrangement yet, but they are buying for themselves. That's honestly, been something which was not happening in the past, but we've now started increasingly. We are seeing more and more of this. I feel that there are a couple of reasons for this, or I would say three reasons for this. One, I think increasingly it's a signal towards more and more financial independence. So women are obviously, more and more financially independent. They are, so they are also making sure that they protect their wealth. And the first step toward protecting your wealth is taking health insurance, because once you take health insurance, it ensures that, in case something goes wrong to your health, at least your financial health is not impacted.
Right.
That is one of the key things that has changed, part one. The other thing I think is also there is now a lot more awareness, about health. So there's been so much talk about breast cancer, about cervical cancer, and more women-specific diseases. So I think that awareness is also really increased amongst women. And there is now, it's almost becoming, a common, I would say, a common feeling that one must have health insurance for sure, and that thing seems only to be stronger in females because of, the unfortunate common incidence of cancer. I think that's the other thing which will show.
But But one argument that is often made, and that is what the data also shows, is that while the premium growth in health insurance premium has been quite good, that is not the case in terms of number of lives covered. I'm talking about individual health insurance policies. So what has your experience been? The growth has not been that fast, and has not really, there was an expectation that there'll be an explosion perhaps, or the penetration will increase after COVID-19. But we've not seen that kind of shift in terms of number of lives covered.
No, so I'll tell you, the number is, you know, one has to look at the number in a slightly nuanced manner. The number that we look at is for total lives covered under health insurance. Every year we see certain people going away from health insurance and people coming into health insurance. The right number to look at is actually new lives. Right, that is the right number to look at, and that number has actually grown because there is more.
So new unique policyholders, you are seeing an increase, is it? Policy Bazaar is seeing an increase in the number of, so when I say unique, I mean people who never had a health insurance policy earlier. So that is that number increasing?
Exactly. So that number is increasing very sharply now. And I'll give you some, let me give you some parallel evidence. You should look at like the searches for health insurance on Google today. And what was that number last year? It's growing by as much as 30-40% every, you know, compared to last year same time.
Okay.
So the new lives are actually increasing. I think that number that you're referring to is for total lives. And it's for last year, you know, because you're referring to the annual report.
Yeah, the annual report.
I think this year, positivity around health insurance are aware and they want to buy. And I think this whole women-specific march towards health insurance is just expediting that trend even further.
Okay. And your survey shows that there is a 40% increase in the number of women covered under health insurance, as you mentioned as well, in this financial year compared to financial year 22-23. So could you give what is the share of group and retail in this case? Is this entirely retail?
Yes,
individual health insurance?
That is correct. This is all retail, all individual health insurance buyers. Because see, in the group setup, when an employer is giving health insurance, then it's not really the customer's choice, right? They're just given their health insurance. This is purely voluntary health insurance bought by people and not bought by companies for their employees. That is over and above this.
And also your study shows that there is an increase of 43% in women buying standalone health covers rather than just being covered as part of family floater, something that you referred to earlier. So what do you think has prompted this shift in mindset?
See, as we discussed, right, there are a few things. It starts with, there is more awareness. Second, there is more financial independence. And the third thing also add to that, I think, is there is also now more affordability. So earlier, you know, when you had to buy a health insurance policy, you had to pay a lump sum amount and only then could you get a health insurance policy. Now, more and more, we are seeing consumers buying on monthly or quarterly mode of payment as well. So instead of, for example, if a policy is worth 12,000 rupees, then instead of paying 12,000 rupees, you pay 1,000 rupees every month. It's extremely affordable, right? So that is also, and that's obviously helping, you know, male and female buyers. But that's also one of the things which is prompting more and more people to buy, because you don't have to pay suddenly a large lump sum amount out of your pocket, and it gets deducted in EMIs basically. So that's another trend which we see, which is expediting the whole growth in health insurance. You know, that's obviously gender agnostic, but it's definitely.
And what is the average sum insured that women choose in your experience? If we can leave out family floater and talk only about the standalone health insurance policies that women own, what is the average sum insured like?
So the average sum insured, when we see across genders is 22 lakh rupees or so. Now, what we see is that women buyers have a higher tendency to go for high sum insured.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why it's like that, because...
And what is this amount?
So,
for women...
It's not different, like it's plus minus 10%. So it's not like hugely different. But we see the tendency, there is a tendency amongst women to buy higher coverage visibly so. Mm-hmm. I think that is like, again, and we also do a lot of call analysis, you know, when we speak to consumers, we also try to understand what is the sentiment in the minds of the consumers, you know, when they're buying, what is it that they're saying, etc. So one of the things that comes out, you know, when we do this is that the awareness or the questioning about critical illnesses is higher in women compared to men.
Okay.
So for example, the and again, this is anecdotal, I don't have any data. But the number of times, say, cancer is discussed is higher when women are talking than men are talking. I think it's to do with the fact that, again, breast cancer and cervical cancer are, you know, are very common forms of cancer right now. So I think that is one thing which you know, points out towards why women will buy a higher sum insured, because actually that fear is there, and that fear is also, I won't say it's unreal, it's real, because you know, data also suggests that the susceptibility to critical illnesses is higher.
And what is your sense? Does this vary as per age groups? Do younger women tend to buy lower covers, and let's say older women, do they tend to buy higher coverage? Is that what you observed, or that is not the case?
So that is the case, but then you know, that's to do with also availability of plans. Mm-hmm. High sum insured plans like 1 crore plans are, you know, available up to, you know, younger ages, so available up to 60 years of age. Mm-hmm. Now there's a lady who's, let's say, 65, 66 years, then they may not have a plan of a very high sum insured. Yeah. That's part one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also to do with the fact that as you age, obviously the premium increases significantly as well. So at a very young age, the inertia to buy a very large sum insured is actually very less, because the premium increase is minimal. Whereas the inertia to buy a high sum insured at a higher age is quite high, because that extra 90 lakhs costs you a lot, you know, compared to buying a 10 lakh plan versus buying a 1 crore plan.
So you're saying younger women tend to buy higher covers, and older women, maybe for reasons beyond their control, women in their 60s perhaps may not own health insurance policies with a very high sum insured, is it?
Yeah, that is how it looks in data, you know, and I would also, and it's important to say this, I don't think that's the most prudent approach, because ideally you would want coverage more in senior ages, right? But
correct.
But I think it's a trade-off between how much you have to spend also, right? So I think that's where still more women end up choosing, say, a 5 lakh or a 10 lakh cover versus going for a 1 crore cover.
Okay. And also your data shows that there's been a dip in policies purchased by older women, right?
So the growth is lesser.
Growth is lesser. Okay. Yes. And why do you think this is the case?
I think what has happened is the growth in younger is, you know, see, it's to do with awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Growth is much faster in younger women than in older women. I think that is what comes out. And I think it's to do with, you know, a couple of factors again. You know, one again is affordability. Because, see, at the end of the day, you know, every to say it very bluntly, every fear has a cost to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now, is that cost 30,000 rupees or is it, you know, 15,000 rupees? For a younger woman, spending, you know, let's say a 35-year-old woman spending 15,000 rupees is okay. But for a 50-year-old woman spending 30,000 rupees, there is probably a bit more inertia.
Okay.
But it's not, I again go out and say, I don't think it's the most prudent thing, because, you know, a lot of these critical illness cases come up, you know, later on in a woman's life. So obviously you must have a higher cover. And I'll be very honest, you know, a lot of people end up thinking that 5-10 lakh is enough. But it is just not enough. You know, we today see so many of these claims, you know, which are 35 lakhs, 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs. We, you know, very recently we processed. So there's a customer, you know, unfortunately, cancer patient. She has claimed 1.5 crore rupees in the last 2 years. Now, the only reason that she was able to do that is because, you know, there was health insurance and there was a high sum insured, and, you know, she could claim that kind of amount. Otherwise, who has these kind of amounts handy, right? You know, you have to sell your savings, you have to sell your houses, like people have to really or take loans. So having high sum insured is extremely important, but still, you know, and we really try to educate consumers around that. But still, there is a very large chunk of the population which ends up buying, you know, a medium kind of a sum insured plan where you buy just 5 lakhs or 10 lakhs.
Okay. So as per your data, what are the top 5 grounds of claims among women? And if you could also, if you have data, granular data around age groups, that would also help.
Sure. So I will answer this in two ways. One, I will answer this in terms of what people talk about more. And then I'll also, share some data. So when we look at what people talk about, maternity is one of the most spoken about claims category, actually. Because that is one expense which a lot of women foresee coming into their lives at some point. So people do want to know about it, and they talk about it, in terms of how much will they, is maternity covered at all? Will they be able to claim it or not? What is the waiting period? So on and so forth. But the unfortunate reality is that there are no great maternity plans, currently that exist.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons being that, see, maternity is not really an insurance category. It's a guaranteed expenditure. It's a very high probability expenditure. So to price for it is very difficult. But that's one part. Now the claims that we see, there are three large buckets, which top the charts when it comes to claims. So one is fibroids, second is breast cancer, and third is cervical cancer. These are real claims that get processed. This, by the way, an important disclaimer, this is specific to women, and I've cut out what is common across men and women claims. So for example,
if we consider what is common, then what would those be? So these are the women specific ones that you mentioned.
That's right. See, otherwise, still, infectious diseases, stuff like fever, dengue, digestive system issues.
Okay, okay. Got it.
Then they get hospitalized.
Gender agnostic, as you said.
Accidents. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's, they are common across genders, right?
Mm-hmm.
But right. This is very specific to, to women, that these top the chart when it comes to, what is women specific.
Okay, got it. So has your study thrown up any particular women-specific illnesses or lifestyle conditions that insurers at present do not focus on, but they should going forward and probably design plans accordingly? Any specific illnesses that they are not focusing on enough at the moment, health insurers?
Sure, good question. But I'll tell you what. See, health insurance has largely been gender agnostic. Largely for anything and everything that can happen to a human being, be it male or female. So there is no, and it does not discriminate, that what is covered for men and what is covered for women. So as such, there is nothing which has been left out, because now cancer is covered now, right? Now, if it is breast cancer, then obviously it's covered. If it is some form of cancer which happens to a male, it's also covered as well. So because it does not, health insurance never says that it covers you against a specific list of diseases.
Correct.
It covers you for hospitalization of any kind. So
I understand, right.
So there
but
is,
what if we were to talk about certain critical illnesses? For example, any critical illness that you think insurers should focus on more? Because we do have cancer-specific covers, for example.
Yeah, yeah. So these cancer-specific covers are largely fixed benefit plans. Basically say that if you have some sort of cancer and you are on stage 1, 2, 3, or 4, then the certain amount is paid out to you. They are largely benefit plans, and I'll be honest, they are not the most popular of plans when it comes to health.
Right.
The most popular plans which 99% of the people buy, they are your indemnity health insurance plans, which basically you against insurance, against hospitalization. So they basically say that if you have any kind of hospitalization for any reason, it's covered, as simple as that. I think one category that probably, which is not covered, I would say, in the Indian context as much, but it's common in the other developed markets, is actually maternity. So maternity today is largely covered by corporate health insurance, and rest is paid out by consumers, on their own. There is actually very little, I would say, coverage that people have in individual health insurance policies through maternity benefit. There is a good reason for that as well. It's tricky to get coverage because it's a I would say like a short
it's
shot.
It's like a certainty. Yeah, yeah, true.
It's like a certainty largely. So because of that, what happens is that either you increase the premium significantly to cover for it, and that obviously doesn't work for consumers, or you put a very long waiting period, which also does not work for consumers. So that's the reason it's not worked out till now. But I think it's one market, and I think insurance companies should innovate and come up with, you know, better plans to cover for maternity, because it is a requirement for sure. You know, one has to then be innovative around what to do and how. But that I think is an addressable market which as an industry we all have missed.
Okay. All right, Amit, anything else? Any other findings that you think should be highlighted?
No, I think
findings that you've come across.
I think largely we have covered most of the findings around women specific plans. One thing that we had seen in our call analysis, when we were looking at what are women talking about, and that also came up in what kind of optional covers women were buying when they were buying their health insurance plan, is that they do give a lot of importance to preventive care services, which essentially means that so some plans allow you to buy preventive packages as well along with health insurance policies. Now some consumers, women consumers in this case, show a higher inclination to add on these covers to the health insurance policies compared to men. That is one thing that came out, and these are typically stuff like annual health checkups and all, which help you stay fit, and also track your health. So I think one of those things where I think women are just more serious about their health. You know, as a man, I can probably say that with a lot of confidence. That I think there is a lot more seriousness towards their own health, and that shows up in their higher inclination to buy preventive care services as well.
Okay. All right, Amit, thanks a lot for all the insights. I'm sure all our listeners will find them extremely useful. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.